This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Whoa. It's like always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for being involved, engaged, part of the solution, and not part of the problem. You know how it goes. I don't have to keep telling you guys this. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, Schumer, you know, their A-team, A-something team, I don't know what. They got another hit today. That's right. The U.S. job growth surged in January. Another 225,000 jobs added. Now, listen, I'm not one of those guys, you know, when the president says, he created nothing. Now, you know I'm a fan, but really, truly, government doesn't create anything. They destroy everything they touch, pretty much. But here's the deal. They get out of the way. They lift regulations. They get out of the way. That's the way it needs to be done. Okay, but that's simple. So they have lifted enough of these regulations. And no, they're not polluting the lakes. They're not polluting the air. We were over-regulated, big time. Now, the U.S. hiring toppled expectations in January in a good way. It added 225,000 jobs. Now, they weren't expecting that many at all, by any stretch of the imagination. They were hoping for 160,000 jobs. So to get 225 is a big deal. Kicks off the decade on a stronger-than-expected note. It marks the 112th month of straight gains. 112 months. If you recall the immortal words of Barack the Obama, remember he said, what's he got, some kind of magic wand? He's going to bring all these jobs back? Well, apparently he does. And his wand is bigger than your wand. I don't know, whatever. Unemployment ticked up slightly to 3.6%. More people were looking for work. That's not bad, right? The Labor Department said Friday that the labor force participation rate edged up slightly, too, to 63%. Average hourly earnings, it went up, too. Oh, seriously. Now, people have been complaining that the hourly earnings were stagnant, but they haven't really been stagnant. When you actually do the numbers, when you actually, you know, you take the weights off the numbers, they have had a little bit over 3% increase in wages. And that's a big deal. Taken together, the first report of 2020 is a healthy one, showing the possible reduction of the roaring 20s is updated for the 21st century. It isn't off the table yet. That's according to senior economist Daniel Zhao. Powered by an unseasonable warm winter, the first payroll number 2020 surged past the estimate of 160,000. The economist surveyed by Refinit TV also saw the unemployment rate holding steady from December's 3.5%. This is a big deal. It's a half a century low, right? A 50-year low. So the president's doing what he said. Remember, the economist said we were done. The day he got elected, they were up there with the Russian funeral march. And talking how about bad it was going to be. It's all over. Oh, my God. We're not going to be able to make it. And what happened? The thing soared. It took off. It's at new heights. It's been breaking all kinds of records. This is why you see a flash spot in the forehead of many high-ranking Democrats, like, you know, Schiff and Schumer and Pelosi, Jackson Lee, and so on. But these people are nuts. Again, nothing. What's her name? Pelosi came out. She said, we're still going to do our job of oversight. And in her head, she's going, yeah, we're going to find something on that guy. We'll impeach him for having too many parking tickets. Weather-sensitive industries led the way in job creation. Construction accounted for 44,000 positions, well above the 2019 average of 12,000. Leisure and hospitality also padded the number, adding 36,000 jobs. Professional and business services increased 21,000%, while transportation and warehousing grew by 28,000. I mean, these were all industries that we weren't going to get back, remember? Labor markets continued at a solid pace, and unemployment remains low. That's according to Career Builders CEO, Irina Novosky. It's a crowded market for those battling to attract top talent. Businesses are seeing most traction when touting company culture. You know, along with you. So they're going to make it a nice place to work. They're going to make you understand truly that it's a nice place to work. As the U.S. Continues the longest, you ready? You know, that was getting, and I get it, President Trump does. He's a little boastful, got it, a little boastful. But think about this. This isn't him. This is the economists. As the U.S. continues the longest economic expansion on record, investors are looking at the Department of Labor, the monthly payroll and unemployment data. Now, they're looking for signs that rapid job growth over the past 2 years is softening, but it's not. The report did contain a bad omen for manufacturing, which has been in a year-long rut. The sector lost 12,000 jobs, most of which stemmed from motor vehicles and parts. There was another negative side as well. Annual long-term revisions published by the Labor Department show that employers added 514,000 fewer jobs than first estimated for March 2019, right? I mean, again, some of these industries didn't need as many people. They've grown faster than they thought. So technology is taking over, and you don't need as many people to do the work. And there are jobs that have moved out of this country still. Some, not a whole bunch. Not like we were bleeding during Obama. The Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes monthly employment stats. Once a year, it checks and revises the estimates of these numbers. Right now, the funny thing about this is, I used to say this under Obama all the time. They'd get all excited about the numbers. I'd say, wait. Because every time they revised his numbers, they always went way down. And it always was corrected and right in line at that point. The revisions in December and November brought the 2 months combined totals up, not down, up by 7,000. So, you know, again, when you look at these numbers, we are moving forward. We are doing better. Market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yeah, you know, if you know that bumper music, it's the same old song and dance. And that's what it is. It's the same old song and dance. These guys never stop. You know, I mean, Nancy Pelosi came out the other day and she said, you know, we're going to continue to do our job. And we're going to, you know, we're going to investigate. I didn't know that was their job. Just to investigate and oversee. That they really think that the only job is to investigate and do oversight to the point of impeachment of this particular president. I find these people amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Let's have them on. because I always enjoy him when he's on the show. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us, as he does on a pretty regular basis, and I do so much appreciate his time with us. He's an author, a political analyst, an expert on forecast models, and I'll have him explain that to you. He's an author of many, many books. He's been on TV and radio, and he's just got really good information. The latest book that you have to run over to Amazon and get is Real World Socialism. Real world. Not this stuff the professors are telling you about. Real world. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be back with you. You have a fantastic show. I love being on.
Well, thank you. That's two of us who believe that, so that's good. All right.
Well,
I brought you on because I am having, I know it's not right, I shouldn't rejoice in other people's, you know, demise, but I am having so much fun this week because we got the acquittal, but we kind of knew that was coming. Romney was no surprise to me anyhow. You had the State of the Union address. You've got all these things bubbling up and coming together, including Iowa. So in generality, I first want to ask you, as these things blow up in the faces of Democrats, is this really just adding so much fuel to a 2020 victory for Republicans all the way around?
Well, it's looking more and more like landslide victories. I mean, we went from forecasts that looked like we're going to win, so now we look like we're going to win big time.
Really?
They continue to kind of fall over each other, doing all the wrong things. I mean, if they hired some really good consultants who understood the dynamics of elections, and there are people out there who do, they would tell them, you're doing the absolute wrong thing. And even now, this thing about they're going to continue, maybe impeach him again, are they kidding? Do they know what they're doing? They're literally going to pull off the predictions in my previous book, More Great News for America, and in my previous to that book, Great News for America, that talked about the demise of the Democratic Party. They're not just going to lose. They're going to lose the entire party, and I am serious. That party is going to shut down because they are losing people left and right. While we're on the air right now, there are hundreds of people who are making the decision to leave this party. And the longer they continue to do these mistakes, these are political, strategic mistakes, they're blunders, they are sealing the deal for a Republican House takeover big time, and they're sealing the deal for the end of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I'm watching people from within fight with each other. You know, they're not just kind of like you're not on the same page. They are actually fighting with each other. How do you move forward? But this is, you know what, let's talk about it at the very foundational level. This is an out-and-out hate that they have for this man because he is dipping into their wallets. He doesn't know how to play politics. And the hate is driving these people to really do some horrific things, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. But they seem like they're letting their emotions run wild. Instead of containing, you know, their unhappiness that they're losing and the situation they're in that's so bad, they're just letting their emotions run wild and do strange things, say strange things. Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech, for example, at the end of the State of the Union in full view of the American people, 75% of the American people or more agreed with Trump's speech, the State of the Union speech.
Yeah.
And you know what? She rips it up in front of everybody to say, I don't care about the black Tuskegee airman who's 100 years old as a brigadier general. I don't care about the little girl who wants to go to school and she gets a scholarship thanks to Donald Trump. They don't care about. And they were sitting there on their hands when they should have been clapping for some of the things. They were supposed to be the party of the working man, the party of the working woman. They're supposed to be the party of minorities. They're not happy. The minorities are doing great under Donald Trump. They should celebrate.
No, because that makes them, you know, look, you're so right. You're sitting there and you're thinking of all the wonderful things that have been done. And instead of loving this country enough to applaud those, they're not applauding him. They're applauding those things that this country is doing, you know, as a result of legislation, as a result of an elected president that's making these things happen. But all that hate that's getting in their way is keeping them, truly keeping us from moving forward. And I just find this, I'm seriously find this amazing that the hate has reached that level. It's one thing to have disagreement. It's one thing to think that the other side is wrong. But this has jumped that fence now and become flat-out hateful, and that's why they, you know, there is no movement. They can't make any changes.
You know what the problem is? They see the end. They can see the end. They
really?
Know they're on the Titanic and sinking. They know it's over. They know that they've lied for decades. They had to fool people about where they really stood. They've been socialists for decades, and I mentioned it in one of my books about 10 years ago that they were socialists. And yet they had to pretend like, oh, we're conservative, ha-ha, you know, or we're for this or we're for that, when they weren't. And they had to kind of lie their way, in many cases, into office. People who ran said things that they really didn't truly believe. It wasn't in their heart. And now they've come out, because they started losing, they've come out to tell the American people who they really are. They're socialists. There's no question. And you look at those people, you know, who are running in New Hampshire next Tuesday, and you think, well, now which socialist are you going to vote for if you're a Democrat? Well, it turns out a lot of Democrats don't want to vote for any socialist. and so there's a problem there. And these people can see the handwriting on the wall. They can see they're in, if you will, the final finale of the Democratic Party. Parties last for years, but they don't last forever necessarily. The
right.
Whig Party was so successful in the 1800s, and they went from bad to nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And the Democratic Party was successful in the past, but they're going to nothing.
I want to bring them back. I want to bring back the Whig Party, but we'll talk about that on the other side of the
There you go.
Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure. Dr. Gerard Lemiro joins us after the break. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a key witness in the House Democrats' partisan impeachment inquiry,
was fired from the National Security Council and escorted out of the White House on Friday. President Trump is cheering the latest jobs figure that shows the United States added 225,000 jobs in the month of January. The president, talking in North Carolina, says his administration is working hard to improve an already strong economy.
Together we're building the most inclusive economy and the most inclusive society ever to exist. We're fighting for great jobs, great education, safe homes, and a limitless future.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there was no evidence of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others. The cause of the crash is still being investigated. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
How lucky can one guy be?
Come on, it doesn't get any better than this. Beautiful music, real information. Joe and Steve, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, and I mean that sincerely, and I do appreciate your time with me. So listen, let me just get it right back on again. Gerard Lomero joins me. I always enjoy his time with us. His new book, you have to grab this book. I'll wait. You go get it. I want to see a receipt pop up on my desk here. All right, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. You know, and it was sold to us by using false hopes and deceit, which is so true. I mean, look, just look at them this week. They totally botched, Congress did. They botched the impeachment process. They were not transparent. They were not doing it the right way. They weren't following the rules. They handed it over to the Senate like the Senate was going to clean it up for them. And now they say that President Trump's acquittal is not real because, you know, it was a sham. I mean, have we heard this before? It was a sham trial. But you know what? I'm not smart enough to figure this out. Let's bring on the guy that is, Dr. Gerard Lomero. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
I love being on.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And, you know, it was, since it was a sham trial and, you know, all of that, I guess the president really isn't clean. These people are sick. They are just so sick.
They are. God, they are. And you know what? People may not realize it, but when you allow your emotions to run your life, anyone who allows emotions to run their life, they can't think clearly. Our brains are such that it focuses either on rational thinking or emotions, but not both simultaneously. That's the nature of human thinking, and I'm not an expert in the brain. I'm more of a computer guy. But it does work that way. And these people who are so emotional, they get to the point where they're not thinking clearly.
Right.
And they are not thinking about the strategy of how they're going to keep their party together. They are doing the opposite. And they're going in every which way. They're flailing about to the left, to the right, to this, up, down, all around. And I'm not talking about left and right politically. I'm talking about they're just flailing. And they're not going anywhere. They're destroying themselves. And what's going to happen is this party is going to veer very far left. It'll be absolutely... absolutely obvious to Americans they're far left, and they're going to lose in a landslide to Trump, and they're going to lose all sorts of seats, maybe 40 seats in the House, because people are just going to reject them. And not only that, we have a smart president. He is smart. He gets things done. And there's almost no problem I think he won't try to tackle. And he is going to go out and campaign for people who are going to support him in the House. He's going to turn the House around with his campaigning and his plans. I not only think he's going to win, right now I've got it at the 367 electoral votes at least. It's going up. And is he going to win? But he's also going to take his extra time and his rallies, and he's going to take them to places, to key congressional districts, to flip them, to flip them back for to his column. And one of the most amazing things I don't think most people realize, when you go to a Trump rally and you have 150,000 people who ask for tickets in a place that holds 10,000 seats. Not only does that tell you something.
You know he's paying for all those people. Don't you know that,
Dr.
Lamero?
No, he's not. No, he's not. But what I wanted to tell you is that the Trump folks, the campaign is very smart. They don't just let people come there and say hello, goodbye. They do demographics on who walks in the door.
Yep.
And did you know that his rallies are getting 25% of the people, 25%, one quarter, are Democrats?
Wow.
And if you can get 25% of the Democratic Party to a Trump rally, it is going to be a huge landslide.
Well,
that is an incredible number.
But go a little further with this, right? So you got James Carville comes out. I mean, this guy is got Dem running through his blood veins, right?
He's smart, too.
Yeah, and he comes out, he says, look, I am 77 years old. I don't need this garbage. Where are you? What are you people doing? We have nothing. We are running on nothing. And then Van Jones comes out and says, you know, you saw the shot across the bow. He's going after the black vote, and he's getting it. So they're afraid.
Absolutely.
They know what's happening, right?
They know what's happening. And I've already said that Trump may get as many as 40% of the black vote this time.
Wow.
It used to be a Republicans was lucky to get 5% of the black vote because they were Democrats through and through. They always voted Democrat. Democrats always promised to help them.
Yep.
And what's happened? It's changed. And now they're seeing the Republicans, or Trump in particular, as doing a lot for them. Look at their situation. Look at their incomes are higher. The jobs are there. One thing after another, the prison reform has helped a lot of black folks get out of prison so they can restart their lives because maybe some of the sentences were hard in that. But, you know, Trump said in 2016 to the black folks, and I remember him saying this.
I do, too. Go ahead.
He said, what do you got to lose? You've been promised things by the Democratic Party for 50 years, and you haven't gotten anything. What do you got to lose to try me? Some of them tried him. Maybe he got a little more than 5%. But you know what? That's nothing compared to what he's going to get this year because they think he's doing a great job.
They are doing. Look at the black community unemployment rate has dropped. The black teen unemployment rate is almost non-existent. How could he? How
it's
do you?
Not just,
go ahead.
It's not just non-existent. It is the lowest in recorded history. I mean, it is the best it's ever been.
Listen, Dr. Lamero, what is the argument from the left? Hey, we'll make sure your kids aren't working anymore, and we'll make sure you have less food on the table, and that coal. The coal industry, this time we'll wipe it out for good. What are they going to run on?
And
he's a liar?
If you happen to have a job that gets health care, 180 million people are on some type of private health insurance. We're going to eliminate health insurance. You can't have your private health insurance. 180 million people are going to have to give up their private health insurance. Oh, that's going to go over great. What a wonderful strategy they have. They're trying to lose.
Well, you know, I was at CNN the other night, and every question that they posed to me started off with knowing that he's doing the wrong thing or knowing that he's lying or knowing, and I'm going, really, can you guys pose a question any other way? But the one that was really funny was he doesn't want to support pre-existing conditions. He's in court now fighting it.
That's
right?
Not true.
No, That's not what I said. He's not true. What he's fighting is the Unaffordable Care Act, where premiums have gone twice and three times as much. That's what he's fighting to make sure people really can afford insurance, right?
Absolutely, and he's trying to lower the drug costs, and he's trying to allow drugs, new drugs, to come on the market, new therapies, faster than they ever come on the market, and so he's saving people's lives.
I know. I love this. So let me ask you, the culture change. So Trump is doing two things here. So I'm watching Republicans that have decided not to run again. You and I have had this conversation in the past. I believe to a big degree, the ones that don't, that aren't going to run again, don't like what's happening. They're uncomfortable with the changes that are coming across. The ones that are going to keep running, I see some of these people look like they, on the Republican side, have been reinvigorated, re-energized by Trump. Is that a true statement, do you think?
He has not only changed the country, he's changed the Republican Party. The Republican Party is now the Trump Party. They can change the name to whatever they want, but it's not the Republican Party of old. A good portion of the Republican Party of old resigned, retired, and are continuing to resign and retire. And anybody who tries to fight the trend, they can't fight the voters. The voters are much more conservative than the old rhinos were.
Yep.
And simply, they can't fight that. And Trump is on the lead, pulling the rest of the country behind him. He's able to see ahead where we're going, and he's pulling people in the direction that people want to go. They want to go in that direction. They want to be more prosperous. They want to have the borders more secure. And on and on and on and on, you name it. He seems to be doing it. He seems to have a knack for just knowing exactly what the American people want. They love it. He's going to be as popular as Ronald Reagan was ever popular. He's probably going to be more productive than Reagan. As good as Reagan was and all the accomplishments under the Reagan administration, Trump is just blowing those records to pieces. I mean, he's just doing even better than Ronald Reagan, who was a great conservative.
You know, when they talk about these the issues that are going on with employment, it's funny how the left jumps in, and, there's that darn music again, but you know, they jump in and they try to discount the real numbers of what's happening. And we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Jump us into your house, don't go far. Dr. Gerard Lomero is still going to be with us on the other side. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Silent,
wild, we are back.
Living it up in the
you listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. And that's the big deal, is being engaged. You got to be engaged with the process so you're not just speaking or spewing party line or the last Twitter. You know, we did a let me bring him on first because I want to tell him about this. I think he'll find this interesting. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, as he does from time to time. Loved having this guy on. He's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. And first of all, thanks for being with me. And secondly, what I thought was really interesting is, you know, I don't know if you follow these guys, but Campus Reform, they go out on different campuses, college campuses across the country, and they ask the kids questions on what's going on now. And forgive me, yes, I said kids. They ask these kids questions,
right.
And it is amazing how many of them will openly admit they get their information from Twitter. They get their information from the headlines that come across their Twitter feed. And I'm thinking, how dangerous is that, right?
Absolutely. That's why we're concerned, conservatives are concerned, about whether or not we have a monopoly of the left on our social media sites.
Mm-hmm. No,
we don't want that. We want, you know, free speech.
Yep. Hey, so let me, because some people may be tuning in for the first time, hearing you for the first time. I mean, and I think they need to understand something. So what is a forecast model as opposed to a poll? I mean, what's the difference? A poll gives me real-time information. What's a forecast model do?
Well, a forecast model predicts where things are going to be in the future. So a poll, you take 1,000 people, okay, you call them, and you, based on their answers, you decide what's going to happen. Okay, forecast right. is totally different. You build a model of variables. For example, voter enthusiasm. Okay, what is the pattern of enthusiasm of the electorate?
You okay?
I have a little problem with my throat.
All right, you want to get a glass of water, and I'll just
yes.
I can explain
can
some
you
of
do
this.
That?
Yeah, go ahead, get a glass of water. Let me explain this.
Thank
so.
You.
You know, as in the past, in talking to Dr. Lomero, one of the things that he does is you look at what's going on, what the indicators are in different areas. Now, if I screwed this totally up, he'll fix it for me when he comes back. But what he does is you look at what's going on in those areas. You look at what's going on in certain regions. What are people looking for? What do they need? What is it that's going to make them have a better life? You know, so shutting down in the coal areas in the middle of America, shutting down coal mines is not a real soothing thing. But when somebody like Trump is showing that he's bringing jobs back to middle America, that the coal mines are coming back, that the coal industry is coming back, now you've got it's a different mindset. It's no longer Democrat, Republican. It's I'm putting food on the table for my kids. It's a whole different animal. And that's what he goes off of. And in the last election, when he and I talked about some of the issues that went down, some of the reasons that so many Republicans lost is because he just talked about it a second ago. It's voter enthusiasm. The Dems had a boatload more enthusiasm than we did. And they were willing to come out. They were willing to fight. They were willing to do what they needed to do. We tend not to.
By the way, I'm back.
Okay.
Well,
how did I do? Was I close?
I didn't listen because
right.
I had to get the water.
No, but you go ahead and explain what the difference is. But you know what is?
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead. Explain what you do.
By the way, I apologize for the water thing, but
no, it's okay.
One of the side effects of my immunotherapy is every so often something will tickle the throat. You can't talk. It's weird.
Hey.
But that should go away too one of these days.
All right. So,
let's go back to what I was trying to say before my throat got to me, and that is that if you're doing a polling, which is what most people do, you call 1,000 people, you superimpose those 1,000 votes on an election model. Like you say, well, there's 1% of this kind of person and 2% of this kind of person, and then you look in your sample and you sort of superimpose it and you change the numbers. You don't report the numbers that you get in the poll. You report them after they're massaged to fit the electorate. Okay? So that's the first thing where they can go wrong. Okay. Then in terms of the forecast model, it's totally different. I don't call one person. I just basically sit back with mathematical models and I look at things. I look at hundreds of variables. Things like voter enthusiasm, which I pioneered in several years ago. And that has to do with if people think they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, do they actually do it? And her voter enthusiasm was low. Trump's, as you can guess, was very high. There are all sorts of variables you can study. Registration dynamics. How is registration changing? They change from city to city, state to state, county to county. There's all sorts of data on the electorate, and you don't have to take one poll to figure out what's going on. For example, right now, I know with a high degree of certainty from my forecast models that Florida is going to go for Trump. I mean, the Democrats don't have to spend a dollar of advertising there because they're not going to carry it.
Wow.
So you can look at a series of these variables, and you have to decide which ones are more important. But my whole career has been about doing modeling to forecast things. And wow. So if I had to, like if I wanted a new job tomorrow, I could go apply at the Weather Bureau and do a weather model. And I've done all sorts of models of all sorts of things. But the ones I do and enjoy the most are presidential election forecasts, because I think it's a fascinating problem, and I'm usually right.
Well, you know what?
Pretty close.
Well, hold on for a second. What's funny about all this, if you listen to the Democrats, Florida's theirs, right? It's a swing state.
Uh-huh.
They believe they've got the message. They believe they can make it happen. So when you hear these people talk about this, you just sit back and say, where are they getting this information?
Well, you see, they're getting it from their heads. It's their hope, you know. I mean, let's face it, socialism and the Democrats are really involved in a religion. It's a quasi-religion. And they hope because they think they're right. Okay? Their religion says they're right. They've got the right answer. Socialism is perfect, wonderful, beautiful, heaven on earth. And they think that because of that, that therefore their hope is, well, Florida's going to turn. Texas is going to turn. There's no way that they'll lose Colorado. Right now, I think Colorado's going to go red.
Really?
So, yeah, absolutely. And by the way, that's one of the reasons that Trump is planning to come to Colorado so many times during the campaign. He's planning to come here and fight for the House seats and also fight for the Electoral College votes here as well.
Wow. All this stuff is just amazing. Again, I tell people all the time, don't believe the polls. You saw what happened. Don't believe any of the polls, you know? All right, so...
By the way, if people want to understand the polls, read my book, More Great News for America. The first four chapters are on forecasting and polling, and it explains all the issues with polling and why they're wrong. They keep making mistakes.
Oh, listen, the exit polls are wrong. The regular polls are wrong. It's like, why do people keep bringing up polls to begin with at this point? Because you and I both know there's a couple of things. It's how they ask the question, who they ask it to, what's specifically going on at that particular time. There are so many variables in a regular poll that just don't make any sense to go to the bank with, if you know what I mean. Right?
Yeah, well, and there's a whole lot of others you haven't mentioned. You mentioned some of the well-known ones, but there are a bunch of other reasons that I cover in the book.
Yes.
And for people who really want, I think a lot of pollsters should read that book, because either they're doing one of two things. They're either making technical mistakes because they don't understand what's going on, and that's hard for me to believe because they should be smarter than that. The second thing is they want to basically do polls that are telling the electorate what to do. Use the polls as a way of, if you will, promoting their candidate of their, you know, their favorite candidate who's paying for the poll or something, or paying for their point of view, you know, like CNN. What kind of point of view would they have, right? You know, it's pretty obvious. So, you know, basically, if listeners want to understand polls and forecast models, I really recommend they read that book, More Great News for America.
Yeah, and I, you know, I say the same thing to people. Go up there, buy Great News for America, then you know what you should do is order Great News for America, wait a day, then go buy more Great News for America because you're going to want the sequel right after you're done with the first one and get more information.
True.
And then Real World Socialism. Look, we have done a crap poor job of teaching our young people what socialism is truly about, what communism is truly about, and that's why we've got some of the turmoil going on with the young people right now. Dr. Lomero, where do they find you? Where do they find information about you?
Great News for America. That's all spelled out with words. GreatNewsForAmerica.com is my website. It's about 160, 180 web pages. It's a lot of stuff.
Wow.
And then they can get all my books on Amazon, either print or Kindle.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, happy to do it.
Cool down your drink. Come on back.